Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Round one, day two, the Beningo bracket of pain. I've taken some heat from people on Twitter. They're disagreeing with the selection committee, some of the seedings that went on, and I understand it. That's a part of a tournament. You always have to complain.
Okay. Out of my hands completely, as everybody knows.
Completely out of your – you have.
And I know nothing about this. I'm not on Twitter. I haven't seen any of this.
I love it.
So it's all good.
Well, what's beautiful about your aspect of this, Joe, besides reliving pain, is that you are blameless, okay? You are the decider ultimately. Yes. No one else matters.
And it's rare that that's the case.
Exactly.
Rare that I'm blameless about something. You know what I mean?
I get it. All right, let's start off. I'm going to start off with a matchup in the midday show region.
Midday.
This was an interesting one, but I thought it was I thought it was right to put this in the bracket. And I want to go back to your childhood. Mm-hmm. That was the moment that Bill Mazeroski hit that home run and you got the Pirates hat from your dad.
Right.
That will be taking on another Pittsburgh-related moment, and that's me, you, Ernie, your wife, going to Pittsburgh and watching them lose the 2010 AFC Championship game.
Well, obviously, I mean, you know the answer to that. I mean, it's obviously the Jets losing the championship game to the Steelers. It's not even debatable. I mean, I was a seven-year-old kid, and I didn't, you know, I knew the Yankees. You know, I hadn't really watched a lot. I mean, I don't have a lot of memories of the 1960 season. You know, that's kind of my first introduction to sports. You know, I do remember the NFL title game in 1960 when the Packers lost to the Eagles. You know, Van Brocklin and Tommy McDonald and all those guys going back 100 years ago. I do remember that, but that was after the World Series. And it was, you know, like I said, I mean, there was nothing else in town. And, you know, I remember watching the little old series games, but not much. And remember my father telling me that. And I was very upset because I thought I was going to get a Yankee hat, and I didn't. And I got a Pirate hat. I think it was kind of a makeshift Pirate hat. It's not like, you know, what you would get today. But obviously, losing the AFC title game to the Steelers in Pittsburgh was very tough to deal with, especially when they were behind, was it 24-0 or whatever it was in the first half, early in the game. They come back. I remember as Sanchez hits Santonio Holmes for a touchdown early. They come back. But the point of the game that I'll always remember is not scoring that touchdown. They were on the goal line. They had a fourth and goal on the one, and they gave the ball to LaDainian Tomlinson, and he didn't get in the end zone. And they did get a safety, if you remember, after that.
Yep.
To cut the lead to five. I believe that made it. What was the final score? I think it was 24-19. Was that the final score?
I think so.
And that, you know, but they did get that and get the ball back, but not getting that touchdown really, really hurt him in that game. And then, of course, they couldn't get Pittsburgh off the field on that last drive. And if they did, I think the momentum had swung. I think they would probably won the game. But obviously, it's easy that's got to be, you know, losing that title game and still not having gone back to the playoffs since then.
Yes, this is me giving me nightmares thinking about that. I felt the exact same way about. I think it was a 3rd and 5, a 3rd and 6, and I was sitting next to Ernie. We were split up by about a row. I think you and your wife were about a row and a half ahead of us.
Right.
And I turned to Ernie and I said, "If we get off the field, we are going to the Super Bowl." I felt that way, not just based on the momentum that you talked about, but the way Sanchez was playing.
There was
a confidence that if they got off the field in that moment, they were going to march down the field, score a touchdown, and win. And obviously, we'll never know the answer because Bruce Arians dialed up a hell of a play as offensive coordinator, and Ben Roethlisberger made a play. And that was it. And by that point, a couple of kneel down later, and we have a long, long drive home from Pittsburgh.
Yep, and it was long.
It was long.
Didn't we do a show? Didn't we stay in Pittsburgh that night, though? We did. And didn't we do a show, one more show, the next day from Pittsburgh before we left?
Yes.
We had to have. I mean, there's no way Chernoff's letting us come home without doing the show.
No, it was.
I mean, you know, that's not happening. You know.
That's 100%.
God forbid that happened.
No. And congratulations.
But we had to be on that day anyway because it was the day after the Jets had lost the championship game.
So. Yes. And by the way, the people on Twitter voted at a dominating 91%.
Of course.
Look, it's a mismatch. It's the first round. It is what it is.
Right, right.
Let's get to this matchup. This will be a matchup in the overnight show region.
Okay.
Got a couple of painful losses. First, this one advanced in the play-in tournament, so you've already discussed it, and that would be the New York Rangers losing in the 2014 Stanley Cup Final versus the New York Jets losing to the Kansas City Chiefs in the postseason in 1969.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, that obviously that 69 loss by the Jets, you know, I think it hurts more now 51 years later than it did even then.
I was going to ask you that, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think so because little did I know at the time what this game really meant. You know what I mean? I mean, they were defending 100%. World champions. They went 10-4 that year, and you know, really had a tough time. I think all four of their losses was against the West, the AFL West. If I'm not mistaken, they lost to Denver that year. They lost to the Chiefs and the Raiders at home. And did they lose to the Chargers? I think they lost to that. I think those were the four losses. They lost on the road to Denver and San Diego and lost at home to Kansas City and Oakland. And Kansas City and Oakland were the two best teams in the league that year. And I never forget that. It's a story I've told a million times on the air. A friend of mine or a guy, I don't know if he was a friend, but I went to high school with this kid. I can't remember his name now, but he had season tickets to the Jets that year. His family did. And he couldn't go. It was around the holidays. He had tickets for that playoff game against the Chiefs, and he couldn't go. And he was selling them. And I said, look, you got to hold on. I'm buying these tickets. You cannot sell these tickets. They're mine, right? I just got to convince my mother that this is what I want. So I remember telling my mother, you know, my father had only passed away a couple of years before that. I remember telling my mother, look, you don't have to give me anything for Christmas. You got to get me these tickets to this playoff game. So she did. And of course, I went to the game again. My buddy, I mentioned him yesterday at that Ranger game with Bobby Hull, Gary Lindenbaum. I went and sat with him. We were together at this game. And it's just it's a brutal loss. They got a first and goal on a 1 yard line. They couldn't score. The third down play is Namath. I don't know. He tried to roll out. Whatever he did, he gets blasted by like Buck Buchanan and Curly Culp, and it was painful. You know, and it was. They hold him to a field goal. It's 6-6, and then that big play with Dawson to Otis Taylor that sets up the game winning touchdown. I believe Gloucester Richardson, I believe, was the guy that caught the game winning touchdown and made it 13-6. And the game ends. The Jets have one more shot. They're down 13-6, and Namath had a brutal day. You know, it was cold. It was windy at Shea. I think he was 14 for 40 that day.
He nailed it.
For 160, I want to say 161 yards and three picks.
Your memory on that is amazing. 14 for 40 for 164 yards.
Brutal.
You sure changed him 3 yards,
and there's a classic picture of Namath walking off the field after that game, you know, with his head down. He's got his freezing. He's got his hands in the pockets of the jersey and all that. I'll never forget a classic picture in Sports Illustrated. But whatever. The Jets have one last shot. They're going to get, maybe there's 50 seconds left in the game. And they're going to get pretty good field position right around midfield. And they had this punt returner named Mike Battle, who was a safety who they got for, you know, who they drafted out of USC, out of Southern Cal. And he was a good player there. And he had made his name by returning a punt for a touchdown in the preseason game against the Giants. He returned the punch, you know, which that great preseason game, you know, which was huge, as you know, coming off winning the Super Bowl. Still people said, the Giants are going to beat him. It was a big game, even though it was preseason. He had a big punt return that touchdown in that game for a touchdown. That was how he kind of made his name. Well, anyway, Battle's ready to make this, to catch the punt, and he fumbles the punt. Mm-hmm. I think he fair caught it. He fumbles it. The Chiefs recover, and the game's over. And I remember we're coming home after the game, and I'm all upset. I can't believe we lost. I remember a couple drunk guys on the subways were going back to the Port Authority to come home to New Jersey. You know, one guy saying to the other guy, "Oh, you know, don't worry, we lost." You know, the guy didn't even know he was so drunk, you know, by the end of the game. But little did we know that 51 years later, that my team still would not have been to a Super Bowl. So that game kind of set the tone for the next 5+ decades. I mean, yes. It really did. And it's something I didn't realize at the time because they still were a very good team. You figure they're going to come back and be good again for a while. And it just didn't play out that way. Namath got hurt the next year after 5 games. It never really was the same again. So obviously it has to be that. I mean, the Rangers losing in the finals is tough. There's no doubt about it. I felt they were going to win it that year. Finally, Lundqvist was going to win. But just looking back at, you know, the meaning of that game all these years later, that's a very, very painful moment for me.
And that is why that game against Kansas City is a 3 seed in this tournament, for that reason. And that's what I was curious about, and you answered it. In the moment is a lot different than the way history turns out. Now you look back at that game and look at the playoff drought that this team went in, and obviously not reaching a Super Bowl again.
Right.
So
that's right. 12 years without the playoffs after that game.
Yeah.
They went the entire decade of the 70s without a winning season. So
I'm certain you didn't think that walking out of Shea Stadium that day.
Oh, definitely not.
Especially after winning the Super Bowl the year before.
Yep.
So this is one of those rare things where this was obvious. You even said it at the top, but Twitter got it wrong. 55% of people said you were going to say the Rangers. And I think that this is a lesson that game and that moment of losing to the Chiefs was incredibly significant.
And that was a great Chief team. And that Chief team, you know, we talk about the 85 Bears and, you know, the 02 Bucks and all these different, you know, the 2000 Ravens and all these different great defensive teams. This was one of the great defensive. I mean, the Hall of Famers on that defense, you had Buck Buchanan, you had Curly Culp, you had Bobby Bell, you had Willie Lanier, you had Emmett Thomas. I mean, this was as good a defensive football team as you will ever see. You know, the offense got the credit, Dawson, and, you know, the innovative offense that Hank Stram had back then, you know, Mike Garrett, Otis Taylor. But their defense was one of the great defenses to ever play the game.
And, yeah.
That was brutal, man. I mean, it was brutal. And looking back at it now, it's even more brutal than it was that day.
No, I know. That defense over their run against the Jets, the Raiders, and obviously the Vikings in the Super Bowl, their defense gave up 20 points in 3 games and forced 13 turnovers.
And even another guy I forgot to mention is in the Hall of Fame he got in recently, Johnny Robinson, who was the great safety. So they had like six of their 11 starters on defense in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you're talking
incredible.
That was a great defensive football team.
All right, let's get to another one. This is in the Franklin College region. The Victor Cruz game.
Oh.
Need I say more? Against something that I'm not sure how you felt at the time, and that was Doc Gooden and Darryl Strawberry winning with the New York Yankees. The Victor Cruz game versus Doc and Darryl winning with the Yankees.
You know, I actually rooted for Darryl as a Yankee because I love Darryl, and I was happy to see him do well. I got to tell you, as much as I'm not a Yankee fan, but, you know, I always felt good for Darryl. I think Doc hurt more because Doc beating the Mets that time at Shea Stadium as a Yankee was, you know, that was pretty tough to deal with.
Yes.
But but I always rooted for Darryl. I like Darryl. Darryl will always be my number one guy as a Met fan. So I had no animosity there. But the Victor Cruz game is, I mean, the Victor Cruz game is, they still haven't recovered from the Victor Cruz game. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they still have not recovered from that game, that moment, Christmas Eve 2011. I mean, you'll never, never can I forget that game. And there's so many things went into that game. Rex Ryan covering up the Super Bowl trophies that the Giants had, all the different things that went into it. And then, of course, you know, the missed tackle by Kyle Wilson and Cromartie, mostly the terrible Kyle Wilson. Eric Smith missing him down the sideline. You know, him doing the whatever it is, the cha-cha-cha, whatever he did, the tango, the salsa. I do a pretty good job. I'm pretty good with that, by the way. I've kind of learned how to do that salsa that Cruz did.
Right.
But I mean, all of that, That was a brutal
loss. This is a monster in the tournament.
That could be
the
worst regular season loss in the history of the franchise.
Look, this is a monster in the tournament, the Victor Cruz game. Let's all understand that. I mean, we all know that going in. I mean, it's not that long ago, nine years ago.
And, of course, they have not made the playoffs since. I mean,
no.
that is a watershed moment that they still have not recovered from.
No question. Congratulations, Victor Cruz. You've advanced to the second round. 66% of people on Twitter agree that that would be your picks. Here's the tough one. This is the 7-10 matchup, which is always very, very close. We're going to stay in the mood of Christmas. Christmas in Baltimore.
Mm.
The year 2000.
Yep.
Versus someone who got here via the play-in game, another Jet moment, Darrell Revis being traded. Revis trade versus Christmas in Baltimore 2000.
Mm. Well, the Christmas in Baltimore thing is very classic because that's the night I think I told the story after they lost that game, even though they had a chance to still make the playoffs had the Colts lost their game, I think, to Minnesota, but I knew there was no shot that was happening.
Right.
And then me, you know, as I said, it was Christmas Eve. I got my Vinny Testaverde jersey on. I go over to my sister's house. My brother-in-law is getting, you know, is popping me a couple drinks. And, you know, I was very fortunate to make it home that night. That's the night I puked all over the place. Didn't puke on a Vinny jersey. Was swearing at people. Was swearing at Parcells. Was swearing at people that worked at the radio station. I won't mention any names. And just, you know, my poor wife, as she walks by me now, reminding me that she had to clean up the puke, and me yelling from upstairs that I'm puking to my wife. And, you know, she's in the middle of cooking all this stuff for Christmas. And here's her husband, you know, who doesn't really drink. You know, drinking this scotch and all of that. But anyway, the Darrell Revis trade probably had longer lasting pain because the Jets did come back. You know, they made the playoffs the next 2 years after that. Wow. You know, 01 and 02. Herman had a pretty good run after that for the next 10 years were not really too bad. So it's a very tough call. I mean, I have to say, this is a toss-up call. This is the first time where I don't have a real clear-cut winner.
Wow.
But I'm going to say, and it's hard to say this, but I'm going to say Revis because of the fact that Revis, I had to see, you know, that team, like I said, bounced back and made the playoffs a number of times, as tough as that loss was, Al Groh leaving for Virginia, all of that. You know, they were 9-4, they lose the last three games, all of that stuff. But having to see Darrell Revis win a Super Bowl, one of the great players in our history, and having to see him win a Super Bowl with the Patriots. So I'm going to say Revis. I maybe to surprise some people, I'm going to say Revis because the effect has been longer lasting than the 2000 loss to the Ravens.
The people on Twitter are not surprised. They picked Revis at 59%. But Darrell has now advanced twice. All right, and I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you. A little bit of a bone.
I was not against the trade this time. I know.
Yeah, me and Ernie were the ones screaming about it.
But you know what? But I was 100% wrong. Oh. And like I said, and having to see him, you know, at the time they traded him. Remember, the rumors were he was going to go to New England. They trade him to Tampa, so they trade him away to a place where Tampa. It was bad. But haven't, I guess when he got to New England and I saw him and win that Super Bowl with them, that kind of made me realize, boy, how stupid I was about that.
Right. It wasn't as if he went to Tampa and that was it. Which probably makes
made
things
it easier to deal with.
Yes. Yeah. Right. No, I agree with you. It just, I remember at the time, and I give you credit for this. Even though you weren't against it, I think you learned from your mistake because you're against any idea of trading Jamal Adams.
No, there's no way to trade Jamal. No, I was. I made a big mistake. It was a big mistake by me. I was 100% wrong about that. And, of course, that's all, you know, the John Idzik thing, too. Let's not forget that and how that's impacted this franchise. And, again, they still have not recovered from John Idzik, really.
Yeah, look, you're right about this. When they made the trade, I hated it. I didn't want to trade him. I wanted him to be a career Jet. But the fact that he then ends up in Foxborough a year later definitely made the whole thing far worse.
That definitely made it worse.
It went from bad, I hated it to begin with, to this is a disaster.
Right, I got to see him win a Super Bowl with them. You know, that makes it much worse, you know, looking back. You know, sometimes – you know, at the time, it doesn't seem as bad, but then when you look back years later, you realize as bad as that Baltimore thing was, they did have a pretty good run the next 10 years after that. The Revis thing continues to sting.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and I completely agree with you because I think the exact same way about, well, what did history show me about what happened next? In the moment of it happening, I could be wrong. You're the only one that could answer this. In the moment of it happening, you were probably more ticked about losing to the Ravens on Christmas in 2000 than losing to the Chiefs in 1969. But what ended up happening
that's a fair point. That's a very fair point.
History changes kind of your view on it based on what happened next. So, makes sense. But congratulations. I say that, you know, tongue in cheek, I guess, to losing to the Steelers in 2010, losing to the Chiefs in 1969, the Darrelle Revis trade, and the Victor Cruz game. A big day for the Jets. The Jets had a very big day advancing.
Yes.
And by the way, just for the record, if anyone hasn't gone over the bracket with a fine-tooth comb, all right, and you can, Evan Roberts, WFAN.
Can I just ask this question? We're still in the first round? What round are we in? We're still in the first round.
We're still in the first round. We got a ways to go, Joe.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking. I have no idea.
We're
going to have plenty of time to get through this. I understand.
My strategy is actually to keep you in the dark on it only because, you know.
Don't worry.
You don't want to think about it. Right.
In the dark.
I like that. Everyone else, you know, you can see the bracket. You can analyze it. I've had guys fill it out and actually send it to me, their predictions on it.
Right.
The field of 64 is made up of half Jet moments, which I think is fair for your fandom, you know, considering what they've done. So half of the field to start is the Jets. The other half is obviously the Mets, the Knicks, the Rangers, a few non-applicables, if you will. But the Jets had a good advancement today, and you can see the entire bracket at Evan Roberts, WFAN on Twitter, or WFAN.com/Payne. We'll have more matchups tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.